You're listening to WFVR-LP, South Royalton, Vermont.
I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I'm still in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're trolling through my more than 70 years in the musical world. And we are in the D's. We're going through my song list in my computer for the second time go-round. And we're in the D's. And we're going to start. Let's go down to New Orleans. Get out in the street and a nice, get your umbrella up. Yeah, start moving around, and we're going to give someone a good send-off. And the way we're going to do that, of course, is didn't he ramble? We're going to talk about that.
Amen.
Amen.
He was a good tamer.
Amen.
Yeah, he was that true. That's right.
Amen.
Get that right.
Amen.
All right. Okay.
I'm better than
you.
I know you had some wine.
He was the best. Yeah, let's go. He rambled. Hey, didn't he ramble? That's the best one, Dejan's Olympia Jazz Band. And, my God, brass band, sorry. And that takes me back. Harold Dejan, I got to meet him one time. And back in 1968, when I spent about 3 months in New Orleans doing a jazz festival. And, my God, they were the best then, and they're still the best. And it'd be worth dying just to get that kind of a send-off, I tell you. Well, let's stay down there in Louisiana to the great Leadbelly. And this is a song I actually used to sing. Didn't Old John Cross the Water?
Let it all bow down. Good Lord and faith rise and sun. Wow, didn't Old John cross the water, water on his knees. Wow, didn't Old John swim the water, water on his knees. Wow, didn't Old John swim the water on his knees. Let us all bow down. Good Lord and faith, faith right and sound. Didn't Old John swim the water, water on his knees? Didn't Old John walk the water, water on his knees? Didn't Old John walk the water on his knees? Let us all bow down. Good Lord and faith, faith right and sound. Didn't Old John walk the water, water on his knees?
Oh, yeah, I love to listen to that. I haven't listened to that in a long time. And as I said, I used to sing that, and I actually made up a couple of more verses to it, and just used to bang on my guitar, just hit it sort of in time, and it just brings back some great memories. That's one of the first LPs I ever bought, and I still have it, Leadbelly's Last Sessions, a double, two LPs in one box, and I just loved Leadbelly. I just absolutely loved him. Well, here's an artist with my wife, Carol Langstaff. She loves, and I'd like him too, Tom Waits. And this is a very unusual song. This was from a collection of, soundtrack for some Disney film. And this is I think what it was a whole collection of songs about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and this is Tom Waits' contribution to it, and it's a song called Dig, and it starts out, Carol used it in one of her shows, her Flock Dance shows, and it starts off with the sounds of you hear this clanking sort of stuff, and that's people going down in the mine, in an elevator shaft into the mines, and what this is a version of Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho, It's Off to Work We Go. You might take a while for you to figure this out, but listen to it. It is the one and only Tom Waits. Here we go. We're going down the mine now.
Thank you.
there they go. Dig, dig, dig. Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work we go. And he also threw in a little bit of Dark as a Dungeon down in the mines there. I mean, Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan and his partner made some of the most interesting records you ever want to hear. I just have always wished I was a fly on the wall while they were making these records, because it come out so interesting. It's just hard to imagine how they put it all together, but they do, or they have. And well, as long as we're digging, friends, let's dig a hole in the meadow with the Earls of Leicester.
Sound. The highway robbers are a-coming, gonna tear your playhouse down.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down the Corey down.
Had a 44 buckled around her and a banjo on her knee.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down the Corey down.
My gun. Ain't no man for trouble, but I'd die before I run.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down a Corey down. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay down a Corey down.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? The Earls of Leicester. And that's Jerry Douglas is fronting that band, and Sean Camp is singing. Tim O'Brien, I believe, this was the original first record they made. And I believe Tim O'Brien was doing the singing on this. And just a great band. Charlie Cushman is the banjo player. And Johnny Warren, who's Paul Warren's son. Paul Warren was the main fiddler in the Flat and Scruggs band for many years. And Johnny Warren is the fiddler in the Earls of Leicester. Just a great group. They were up here at Jenny Brook, but they got rained on pretty bad at a thunderstorm, and they had to abandon ship and halfway through their set. But and Sean Camp, of course, coming up, you know, maybe by the time this is on the air, maybe he's already been here. And he's been the Irregulars for 25 years. Tim O'Brien's been in the Irregulars off and on all that time, too. Just a bunch of great players and singers. Well, as long as we're on the digging theme here, and here is a poem by Seamus Heaney, the great Irish poet, late, I must say, I'm sorry to say that, and had the pleasure of spending a few hours with him one time, Carol and myself and my niece Ellen, and we'll send this out to my niece's husband, Stephen, and who's become a sustaining member recently, and this is, I love this poem, Digging.
Digging. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound, when the spade sinks into gravelly ground. my father digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug. The shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands. By God, the old man could handle a spade. Just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Toner's Bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle, corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away, nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf, digging. The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it.
I'll dig with it. He makes such a picture, you know, with these words, nicking and slicing, and it was one of the great highlights of my life to spend a few hours in his presence. He was a wonderful, wonderful poet and just a good companion to walk along the sea with, I'll tell you that, and maybe have a whiskey afterwards in a beautiful pub in Kinvara. What a night. Any rate, we'll also send that out to Tim Murphy. We've done this poem on a St. Patrick's Day program for On One Planet Groove with myself, and John Freitag visited Tim a while back, many years now, and so he likes that poem too. Well, while we're doing digging, let's keep on one more. This is Big Bill Brunsey, and I used to do this song too, Digging My Potatoes.
They've been digging my potatoes, Lord, they're tramping on my vine. Now I've got a special plan now, baby, Lord, that's resting on my line. I don't want no cabbage sprouts. Bring me a solid head. Suppose to call the wagon knife. I catch them in my bed. You know they dig in my potatoes. Lord, they tramping on my vine. Yes, I've got a special plan now, baby. Lord, that resting on my mind. Now my vines is all green, titters they all red. Never found a bruised one till I caught them in my bed. You know they dig in my potatoes. Lord, they try. Special plant now, baby. Lord, that resting on my mind. Now I've been all around, looking up and down. Never found my baby, cause she was laying in another town. I know she's digging my potatoes. Love, she's tramping on my vine. Yes, now I got a special. now, baby. Lord, that resting on my mind. Yes, I've got a special plan now, baby. Lord, that resting on my mind.
Oh, that's great, Bill, Big Bill Brunsey. That's another an album. Another early album that I bought. It was on Folkways of Big Bill Brunsey, and that song was on that album. It's a true song. That's all I'm going to say about it. I've had an experience in my own life that has relevance to that song, and now I'm laughing about it. Well, that's all you can do. All right. Well, hey, let's go back to the Earl Celestia. The last one was so good. Let's have another one. And I believe Sean Camp will be singing this one, Dim Lights, Thick Smoke, and Loud, Loud Music.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music, you'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. A home and little children mean nothing to you. A house filled with love and a husband so true. You'd rather have a drink with the first guy you meet, and the only home you'll know is the club down the street. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music, you'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. A honky-tonk band is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun. You think you played it smart? Well, I'm sorry for you and your honky-tonk heart. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music, you'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Oh, yes, that is good. Charlie Cushman on the banjo there does some beautiful backup work while Sean is singing the lead, and Earl Scruggs was a master of that, and Charlie has learned well from the master there. Well, I heard this next record, I was with my friend Don Everly, and we were at his house. We were making Sunday dinner. We used to do this pretty frequently, and Don was a pretty good cook, and sit and have some wine and talk about music and life and everything else. And Albert Lee, the great guitarist, had sent Don a cassette of songs that he thought Don would like. And this was on that cassette. And we didn't know who the artist was. We didn't know. It was a woman singing it with a man singing with her. And it turned out to be Richard and Linda Thompson, and this song called The Dimming of the Day. That still takes my breath away. It is such a beautiful, beautiful performance, beautiful song. And I did get a chance to hear Richard and Linda Thompson do that in person at the Cambridge Folk Festival. In person, it was also just absolutely stunning. And quite a few years later, I was working on a project called Bringing It All Back Home in Nashville with a bunch of my friend Philip King and Donald Lenny came over from Ireland, and I had helped organize some recordings at the Cowboy Arms, and had Emmylou Harris there, and Richard Thompson came in and sang the song with Emmylou Harris and Mary Black and Dolores. Actually, Emmylou, sorry, take that off. Emmylou isn't on this recording. She's on another song we did that day. But this is with Dolores Black, Dolores Keane and Mary Black. Sorry about the confusion here, but I guess I'm just so upset listening to that song again. It's just amazing. Well, here's the other version of it that I was able to be present for in Nashville with Richard Thompson, Mary Black, and Dolores Keane.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in the river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me swaying. I need you at the demand.
Richard Thompson singing his song with Mary Black and Dolores Keane. That's from the Bringing It All Back Home project, which I was part of, and came out on the BBC and RTE in Ireland and the television stations there. Anyway, that song just moves me. It's one of those songs, boy. So we better get moving here. We're running a little bit long, but I can't help it. I just get excited sometimes and just have to keep going here. We had a great membership drive not too long ago, and it was very, very gratifying, all the support we get. And that tells us that you like what's going on here, and it means something to you as well. So that's all we care about. And so let's thank some of our supporters, some of them longtime supporters, like the Kuhlman Reading and Math Center of the Upper Valley in Norwich. They help students master basic math and reading skills through individualized learning for a wide range of abilities and ages. For more information, go to KuhlmanOfTheUpperValley.com with a K, KuhlmanOfTheUpperValley.com. And we always want to thank Bannanan at Brocklebank Craft Brewing, a 1.5-barrel nano brewery in Tunbridge, Vermont, proudly brewing Rooney's Irregular Stout, among other fine brews. You can reach them by going to BrocklebankVT.com. And we want to thank Royal Trail Works, owned and operated by our good friend Tom Wells, located in Royalton, a construction company dedicated to the enhancement of skiing and riding within the ski industry. RoyalTrailWorks.com. And let's not forget Murphy Builders, LLC, 43 years experience in general contracting and timber framing, from new construction to historic renovations. Contact Tim, One Planet Groove, Murphy, TPMurphs, TPMURPHS, at gmail.com. The folks at the Tunbridge General Store, I want to thank them. They offer a wide variety of groceries, locally produced artwork and crafts, a variety of sandwiches, and prepared hot meals. You can learn more at the Tunbridge General Store. That's all one word, thetunbridgegeneralstore.com. And our good friend down in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, Robin Reynolds, certainly one of the very longest supporters of this station. And we've got a new friend, he's an old friend of mine out in Texas, Earl Osborne. He gave us a very generous contribution recently in memory of our dear friend Chance Brown, who passed away, and want to thank Earl for that. And so we want to thank everybody. Couldn't do it without you. There'd be a lot of silent air around here, and you'd have to be streaming something else if it wasn't for us. So thanks, one and all. Well, let's get back to the D's here with a song called Diplomacy by Chris Smither. Anyway.
got the land of the free, blind and leading the lame. We got the land of the free, blind and leading the lame.
Oh man, rockin', rockin', rockin' with Chris Smither. Love that song, Diplomacy. All right, that's from his album, Leave the Light On. Okay, well, back in the early 70s, I was working at the Bearsville Sound Studio in Woodstock, New York, and I had a fellow cleaning up at night named John Gershon, and he liked the kind of music I liked, and his brother and him had a band called the Montgomerys, and we got together, his brother David and John and myself, and we started another group called Borderline and made an album there at Bearsville, and due to some corporate snags, it didn't have the life that it could have had, but I still love to listen to it, and I particularly love David singing. And this is a song, it's called The Distance.
If I smiled when you left me, did you wonder what I thought at the time? Were you worried that the future had escaped you and was already mine? There's a wind and it blows sometime when you're all alone and free. There's a smile, now it comes to mind when you know it had to be. If I watched you while you waited for a token of the love I felt, would you give up on a journey that was fated for the distance to melt away? If I watched you while you waited for a token of the love I felt, would you give up on a journey that was fated for the distance to melt away?
That is Dave Gershon and his brother John's playing a Telecaster, and then had Big Ben Keith, the great steel player, playing on that, and Billy Monday, the great drummer from, had been in the Mothers of Invention, and Jim Colgrove, who played with Ian Tyson and Ian Sylvia, and Fort Worthian, great bass player. We had quite a little group there, and that's nice to listen to that again. Well, you know, sometimes you hear these blues song phrase. Somebody's singing, "Oh, if I was, if I was a diving duck, I'd dive to the bottom and never come up." Well, who was the first person you heard sing that? Well, the first person most people heard sing that was Sleepy John Estes with Yank, Rachel, and Noah Lewis. And in later years, that single came out. Of course, it was a 78, came out probably in the 30s. And then eventually, Sleepy John Estes and Yank Rachel eventually came to the folk world in the 60s. And many people got to meet them and hear them in person. But here's the original, Divin' Duck Blues. Rachel on the mandolin.
Now if the river was whiskey and I was a diving duck. Now if the river was whiskey, I was a diving duck. I would dive on the bottom. Don't ever take a mad woman to be your friend. Don't ever take a mad woman to be your friend. She will get all your money, give it to other men. Now married woman, always been my craze. Now married woman, always been my craze. Now married woman, won't carry me to my grave. Now ain't it hard to love someone as dead? Now ain't it hard to love someone as dead? You can't get her when you wanna, have to use her when you can. Now the sun gon' shine in my back door. Now the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. Now the wind gonna rise, gonna blow my blues away. Now I went to the railroad, looked up at the sun. Now I went to the railroad, looked up at the sun. If the train don't hurry, gonna be some walking done.
Oh yeah, that's good, isn't it? That is so. It's got half the blues lyrics you've ever heard in your life, right in one song. Sleepy John Estes and Yank Rachel and Noah Lewis on the piano. I like that too. Well, next up is Jerry Jeff Walker. You know, of course, he had a period where he had the Lost Gonzo Band, and he was a little bit Lost Gonzo himself, and he was wild and woolly for a while. But he settled down. He had a wonderful woman. Became his wife Susan, and they had a family, and he named his son Django after Django Reinhardt, and this is another side of Jerry Jeff which I really love. It's quiet and it's heartfelt. Django's Lullaby.
Most of the best music I'll ever play comes out of me late at night. When I'm singing the children little Django's room. The music that just rolls off and on. Where it's free and it's easy, made up soothing, it always feels like a love song. And the music that I play makes him feel warm and safe as I watch him drift off on his way. I hope the music that I play while he's dreaming stays with him all the rest of his days. 'Cause he got to have something makes us believe that the world that we live in is right. Watching the future, asleep with a baby, could brighten my outlook, make me play all through the night. Home and kind, if he does what he sees must be done. So I humbly ask for all your reasonable men, make a world that is safe for my son. 'Cause we've got to have something that makes us believe that the world right. Watching the future, asleep with the children, brightens your outlook, makes you play all through the night.
That's just beautiful, you know, and I think Jerry's saying you like to give your children something to believe in, make a world something to believe in. And I think a lot of us who play music and give music out into the world, that's our hope. That's our hope that it's going to help things get better. And Django grew up and man now. He went spent some time in Ireland going to school. I know that, and I'm sure those words have stuck with him all his life, just the way Jerry hoped it would. And God bless Jerry. He's a good friend. Well, we're gonna have to wind it up here, and we're gonna wind it up with a Woody Guthrie song, and this is from the Other Voices, Other Rooms album I did with Nancy Griffith, and we'd gone through a bunch of different songwriters that she admired, and I said, well, wait a minute, we're missing somebody here, and said, oh, both of us said, oh, Woody Guthrie, and she said, well, let's do Do Re Mi, and she said, Guy Clark knows it, and I said, well, let's call him up, and we did. We answered his phone, and I said, do you know Do Re Mi? You mean Woody Guthrie's Do Re Mi? Of course I do. He said, well, could you come over here and sing it with Nancy Griffith? Okay. And he came over, and here it is.
Well, Thousands of folks back east, they say, are leaving home most every day.
Well, they're beating the hot old dust away to the California line.
Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl.
They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find.
Oh, the police at the port of entry.
Pay your number $14,000 for the day.
You ain't got that do-re me, boy.
Well, if you ain't got that do-re me,
well, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Kansas, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden. It's a paradise to live in or see.
But believe it or not, you won't find it so hard. You ain't got the door, baby.
Oh, you got that right. You got that right. Well, we got to go, folks. Thanks to Royalton Community Radio for making all of this possible. WFVR LP Free Vermont Radio, 96.5 on the dial, royaltonradio.org out there in cyberspace. And thanks to all of you who have renewed your membership or become members recently. And it's never too late. And go to that website, the donated area. We gotta go. Thanks for listening. It's Pat Flynn on the guitar.
We won't buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm.
Or take your vacation by the mountains or the sea.
Don't swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are.
Hey, you better take this little tip from me.
As I look through the walnuts ads every day.
And the headlines in the papers always say,
if you ain't got that do-re-mi, boy.
If you ain't got that do-re-mi.
That took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains in a walked off view. In a walked off an old.